What's the generic objectivist reply to a big government liberal who uses the promote the general welfare clause of our Constitution to justify things like welfare and Obamacare? Well, I don't know if there is such a thing as a generic objectivist reply to anything. But let me say this. You could argue that they are misinterpreting what promote the general welfare meant to the founding fathers. And I think that's absolutely true. I think scholars of the Constitution, people who understand the context of the founding fathers, would argue that that's the general welfare did not mean, promoting the general welfare did not mean government confiscating wealth from some and redistributing it. It did not mean violating the rights of some in order to grant favors to others. It could never have justified welfare and Obamacare. And I think that's absolutely right. But of course, then you have to make an argument about what the founding fathers meant. You have to make the argument that words, concepts, of, in a sense, changed. You know, people use them in a different way today, that their meaning has been changed, that the context of the argument at the time was very different. It's a complicated argument that relies on history. But I think that's a legitimate argument. But a different line of argument you can take is say, look, it's irrelevant. The Constitution might be flawed. The Constitution might be wrong. This is a question of, is welfare and Obamacare a violation of individual rights? And if it is, then it should be banned. The primary foundation on which this country was created was on the foundation of an inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And property should be there as well, right? And this is a massive confiscation of property. This is a massive violation of the right to life. Certainly a massive violation of the right to pursuit of happiness. They are taking away your happiness by institutionalizing your ability to pursue happiness by forcing you to participate in Obamacare or by taking your money away to give to other people through welfare. So another is the more principled argument. Whatever the Constitution says, it's wrong to have welfare. It's wrong to have Obamacare because the fundamental right is individual rights. And when individual rights are violated, whether it's constitutional or not constitutional, is not the issue. It's wrong. It's immoral. It's unjust. And it should be unconstitutional if we had either a better constitution or if we had a better understanding of what the Constitution actually said. So you could make a constitutional argument, which I think is valid, that they didn't mean it in the way that the modern liberals interpret it. Or you could make a rights-based argument that no matter what the Constitution says, it's still wrong because it's a violation of rights.